Stakes are high. The season is late. Christmas is right around the corner. That means it's a great time for football. Ravens of the Giants Sunday. Josh Bynes, Ravens inside linebacker, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. Josh, just 2 years ago, you played on a national championship game in Auburn, a game that you went on to win. So you have a national championship ring. You have that level of experience. How much does that help you now as you draw on trying to help the Ravens get into the playoffs this year?
That year you knew for a fact that you had to bring your A game each and every week. And just when we was undefeated, teams try to come in and knock you off. Even get team like that year to Kentucky wasn't that good, but they came down to a last minute field goal. And that's the thing with this team here, like every team comes in here to knock us off because they know they don't come in being physical, being this kind of team. They're not going to be able to compete with us as Ravens. And everybody game changes when they come play the Ravens because we're a very good team, a very tough team. And this team, we know for a fact we have to fight this adversity and stuff that we're going to. Same thing that happened with us winning the national championship. Cam thing came out about him stealing money. All these guys had different family issues, and we all talked about those things. And the same things we do, we talk about each other. We like a brotherhood here, and that's the same thing we had there. Everybody talked to each other off the field, on the field. We hung out. We did everything together, and that's the same thing we're doing here. And as long as we continue that, and look forward to the next step and the very next game, we're definitely going to take this to the next level and win the Super Bowl just as well as we won that championship.
A football team is a brotherhood, and a locker room does have to be united. That said, it's still an offense and a defense. You're in separate meeting rooms. You have different objectives in practice. So how do you strike that balance? Let's take Joe Flacco. He had a tough game last week, obviously, and it's getting destroyed by fans right now because he is in the spotlight as the quarterback. How do you help him feel like he's still very much a part of it and there's a cohesive locker room, but at the same time, you've got to go out and compete against him on the practice field?
That is crazy. Yeah, but at the same time, we definitely talk to Joe all the time, and he's definitely a good level-headed guy. He understands and know how to take this kind of criticism and turn it into something positive. And we definitely believe in Joe as much as he, even if he thinks a little we don't, we definitely do. We're fully behind him 100%, and we're going to be behind him and this whole team, regardless of what everybody else is saying. And Joe knows what he has to do. It's no point of me saying it or anybody else saying it. It's Joe Flacco. Definitely we're confident in what he does, and he's going to handle his situation or whatever's going on. Everybody's trying to make it seem like, with Joe. And we definitely believe in Joe. He's an awesome quarterback. He's smart. He's talented. And he definitely has the ability to take us to the Super Bowl. And we still believe he will take us to the Super Bowl.
Time for another tweet. As we continue with Josh Bynes, this question brought to you by AskAmarilynMason.com. It comes from Swam Up the River. Josh, how much anxiety did you go through pregame this last week knowing you were filling in for a future Hall of Famer in Ray Lewis?
My heart was pounding just a little bit, It was pounding a little bit, our first game starting. But all of a sudden, when that kickoff went down, when the kickoff went down the field and when defense came on the field, it went away just like that. Snapped my finger. It just, all my heart leveled out. Everything went just as normal like I've been doing it for a long, long time. And it just went away. All the jitters, everything just went away. And I played the game over every single moment. Every time I got on the side, I played the game in my head. Before the game, I played the game in my head, making a tackle or making this or doing that, making a call. And it made the game even much more easier to play and be responsible on handling the defense.
As the game gets in your head, what is your personal style as far as trying to get in your opponent's head? Are you a guy who likes to talk to running backs at the end of a play after you've made a tackle? Do you have a comment for a quarterback, or do you just let the game play out?
It depends on the running back. Now, the running back want to be a guy to talk trash, trust me, I can do the same thing. But if a guy wants to be, make a tackle and get up and go back to the huddle, okay, we can do that. Or a lineman or whatever. It all depends on them. They want to be that kind of guy, then I can be that same guy right back to them. Without a doubt, there's no problem at all.
And do you expect much of that Sunday against the Giants because the stakes are so high? And like a playoff game, any one play could dictate the course of their season and yours.
Yes, this game Sunday is going to be it's going to be just like a playoff game. It's going to be like the first round. Like, matter of fact, this game is going to be like the, just like you said, like the knockout. If we don't win this game, it's over for both sides or something like that. It's going to be that kind of game, and we have to take it to that same level because we know they are, and they're coming in our stadium, and which is very, very hard to win, very, very hard to win. And you're going to get a tough Raven team coming off three-game lose streak. Of course, they're going to try to come with their A-plus game, and we have to turn it up a notch the same way.
Everybody has the team motivation. That's a given. You have a unique personal motivation in that Ray Lewis could come back. He could come back Sunday. He could come back during the playoffs, whenever. And when he comes back, you're going to lose snaps because you play the same position as Ray Lewis. So how highly motivated are you right now, as you were last Sunday, to know that the more plays you make right now, the brighter your future becomes with either the Ravens or the NFL in general?
It's a great feeling. And the motivation level is extremely high. You know, I look at each and every play like I can make it. And I trust me, I wish I could make every play on the field. And I'm pretty sure that's how Ray Lewis sees it and see it when he's on the field. He wants to make every single play. I wish I could do the same thing. And you have to look at it as I'm doing everything is for this team, and hopefully, you know, I'm still here for a long, long time. I love Baltimore. I love the Ravens, and that's what I would love to be for the rest of my life. But you never know this business as well. But I want to go out there and just do what I'm supposed to do my job, and not think about it as, oh, I'm trying to do too much or something like that. If I be simple and just do what I'm supposed to do my responsibility, everything else will take care of itself, just as well as I did on Sunday.